to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need before you ask of him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Bow with me. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for everything you've blessed us with today, especially the opportunity we've had to come together and gather around your table, sing songs, worship you, and learn more from your word. We ask that you be with us tonight as we enter into this service meant to encourage each other, and especially those who are going through difficult times. We ask that you be with us and help us do things in a way and worship you that in a way that is pleasing to you. We ask that you forgive us of any unforgiven sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Number 68. Lord, we come before thee now.
Lord, Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Psalm 33:11-12, New International Version. But the plans of the Lord shall stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Psalm 9:9-10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
We'll have two songs and then a prayer. First song is number 44 in the supplement. Give thanks. 44.
Jesus Christ is the Son. Let us pray. Our kind and merciful Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you, giving you praise and honor because of who you are. Father, we recognize you as our Creator, the one who sustains us, the one who showers blessings on us each day of our lives. And we are truly thankful for all that you have done and what you continue to do for us each day. We're thankful that we can be your children because you loved us so much that you sent your only Son into the world that we might be reconciled to you. And we're thankful for the example that he left for us to follow. And we're thankful that he was willing to give his life that we might live. We're thankful that you have preserved your word down through the ages, that we might read and understand how you would have us to conduct our lives while we walk here on this earth. We're thankful for those who have taught us and lived lives before us as examples that we might understand what it means to be a child of yours. We're thankful for the men in this congregation who have prepared themselves and are willing to oversee the work at this particular place. We're thankful for those who serve in various capacities, for those who have prepared lessons for every age group, that we all may become mature Christians capable of teaching those that we come in contact with. We're thankful for those not only here but throughout the world who have dedicated their lives in preaching the good news of the gospel. We're thankful for many of our young adults who have not only dedicated their lives to serving you, but have made a commitment to be faithful to one another throughout their lives. We're thankful that you have blessed some of these with children, and we pray that they will teach them to love and respect you as they grow older. We're thankful that we have had some who have obeyed the gospel this year and some who have rededicated their lives to you. And may we all be in encouragement to one another. We're thankful for opportunities like this where we can come together in a period of worship to you and build up one another, that we might be of one mind and of one heart. And we ask you, Father, to bless us each day as we try to live lives that will bring glory to you. And this prayer we offer in the name of our Jesus Christ, and we ask that we will have a home in heaven with thee when this life is over. Amen.
Tonight I'll be reading six verses, the first being 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. The next verse will be Proverbs 3, verses 21 through 26. We'll be starting in the middle of the verse. Keep sound wisdom and discretion so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck.
then you will walk safely in your way and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Psalms 145, verses 14 through 16. The Lord upholds all who fall and will raise up all who bow down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of your everything, or every living thing. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but all the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Number 361, 361, in his time.
Thank you.
Please bow with me. Our great and awesome God, we approach you again. We humble ourselves knowing that you are mighty, all-powerful, perfect, righteous. Father, we come to you begging you, asking you to help us in our time of need. We have those amongst us who are mourning the loss of loved ones. We pray for the Curtis family, for the Fields family that have recently lost loved ones. May you comfort them. May you bring peace to them. We have those who have family members who are sick, in need of medical care, those in hospitals, those dealing with acute and terminal diseases. And all of us, Father, we deal with challenges, trials, hardships, pain, anxieties from this physical life. Father, we ask that you be with us. Help us to put our trust and our confidence in you only. Father, we know that many, many of the world may look for a comfort, hope, peace, and other things and things of a physical nature, or look to men. Father, help us not to be like that. Help us to only trust in you. Help us to put our confidence in you. Father, you are our salvation. You're our rock. You're our shield. And Father, sometimes we don't understand why things may happen. It's not always easy to accept the pain that this life brings. And as we deal with that, Father, we ask for you to give us the peace that only you can. Hold us up, lift us up. Help us to have that heart that is firm, that trusts in you. Because, Father, we can't make it any other way, and we need you. Help us to all realize this. Father, when the days are difficult, we have those even amongst us who are elderly, who have struggles on a daily basis. Father, help us to look for, to have our focus set on that heavenly home, this physical world is not our eternal home. Help us to look up to you and to that promise of that eternal home with you. Father, we're so thankful that you care for us so much, that you promise that all those who love you, that all things work together for good. Father, help us to accept your will, even when we may not understand. even when it's difficult. And sometimes it's difficult for us as mere humans to be able to express words of comfort to one another. Help us to encourage each other. Help us to lift each other up, Father. But ultimately, to rely on you only. We're so thankful that we do have a hope, and that hope was made possible through your Son and his death and his resurrection. We're thankful that you loved us, you cared enough about us, Father, that you were willing to give him up. You went through sorrow to give up your only Son so that we might can have joy one day. We're thankful, Father, that you promise us that you will wipe away all tears, that there will be one day when we will no longer deal with pain, discomfort, sickness, having to mourn for the loss of life. Help us, Father, to look forward to that day and to make preparations that we can obtain that heavenly home. Help us, Father, in our time of need. We ask all these things through your Son's name. Amen.
Second Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Acts 4:32a and 33. Now the multitude of those who believe were of one heart and one soul, and with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And grace, and great grace was upon them all.
Onward, 9. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee in prayer, we pray that our hearts might be pure, our lives in accordance to Thy will, that our prayers and thoughts, our petitions might come before Thee unhindered. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that as Thy apostles were all with one accord in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, that we as a body of Thy people, as our family here at Eastside, that we also might be of one accord, that we might be unified. We may look to the example that You and Your Son and the Holy Spirit gave to us, and that Your very thoughts were perfectly in line with one another, the things that You did, the thoughts that You had, the actions that were taken. And we pray that we also, in that same sense, might be perfectly united in all that we do. Make us servants, Heavenly Father, like Your Son was a servant, the perfect example for us. And help us to be united in our service to others, those that are lost, those that are outside the world, those that we have an influence on. Help us to be united in our service to our spiritual family. When we see a need in the congregation, we pray that we may just take action and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. We pray that we might be united in our service to our earthly families, being the proper example one to the other, having compassion and love and concern one for the other, that we might be the type of example that You would have us to be. Help us to be united in our love for our brethren. Not only those here at this congregation, but throughout the world. We thank Thee for the passion that this family of Thy people has shown to those around the world, and we pray that we may continue to be united in that effort in helping those around the world that are our brethren. But help us to keep in mind that we should be united in our love for those that are lost, those who are outside the body of Christ. We may work diligently every waking moment, wherever we're at, whether at work or at play, to be the proper example, to invite people to services, to work on correspondence courses, to hand it out, those things that will invite people to services or invite people to Bible studies. Help us to be united in our love for those that are lost. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we might be united in our efforts to spread the gospel, not only in this community, but throughout the world. And as we have done that for many, many years, we pray that we may not lose our zeal and our desire and our love for spreading Your word so that other people may come to Thee. We pray, our Heavenly Father, most of all, that we would stand united in the truth, that each and everything that we do, we would look to Your word for guidance. We pray that we may always be a congregation of Thy people that take a stand for the truth, that we may be united in our stand for the truth, that each of us may have our brothers back in their preaching and their teaching of things that come from Thy word, and that we may not turn to the right or to the left. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that in all things that we do, here and outside, that we may be united in being Christians, in being Christ-like. We ask these blessings and favors in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Deuteronomy 7:9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. 1 Corinthians 15:49 through 58. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know who I am, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We'll sing all three verses, and we'll sing the chorus slowly after the third verse.
I know my heart is one grace to me. I hate no more. Grow wide and worthy, Christ in love, redeemed me for his own. I know the light of the day, and am persuaded. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for who you are and for loving us. We know you are great while we are small. We know you are powerful while we need you and we are weak. We come before you this evening as a spiritual family, which much like a physical family is made up of all different people in many different phases of life. We've come this evening knowing that there are some among us, as the writer of Ecclesiastes says, there's all kinds of times of life. There's times for mourning, there's time for weeping, there's times for joy, there's times for sorrow. And we've come here this evening to rejoice with those who would rejoice, and we're here this evening to weep with those who weep. We thank you for being with us. We have many in our midst that have plenty to rejoice about, newly formed families, newlyweds, bringing new lives into the world. We have newborns in Christ, and we pray that we take the time to rejoice with them because it is a glorious time. We have some in our midst that's in a time of grieving, in a time of hurting. We have the sick. We have some that's facing grave illnesses that are in hospitals and in rehab centers. We have those that are hurting with a heavy heart because they've lost someone they love so much. And as a congregation this size, I know we have people here that battles depression. We have people who battle addiction. We have spiritually sick among us. We have those who parents worry about every evening. Pray for them to come back to you. And during these times, we need faith. We ask you to give us the faith to sustain us through every one of those situations. We're reminded of a lesson that Paul learned when he said that we were afflicted excessively, even beyond what we could bear. And he reminds us that when these great trials come, it is so that we can see our need for you and learn to trust you instead of ourselves. As we conclude this, we realize that we struggle and we ask, our faith needs building up. We remember the man who was begging you, begging Christ to heal his son. And Christ Jesus reminded him through, if those that believe, all things are possible. And the man cried out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. There's many here this evening that would be saying that knows those sentiments closely. Lord, we believe. Help my unbelief. Help me lay everything at your feet. Help me believe wholeheartedly that these things are put so that we can learn to know you more, that we can overcome these things, and so that we can help our brothers and sisters around us to believe and see that, yes, regardless, no matter what comes, that Christ, that you will take care of us at the end of time. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
We've come together tonight in the presence of God Himself, God who is powerful and good beyond our comprehension, really. We have thanked Him and praised Him, and we have talked about our sorrows and our fears and the comfort that we need from Him and from one another and the victory that He gives us in all that we face in this life. There is in Europe and Asia a small bird known as a nightingale. It's known for singing a beautiful song, even in the night. It has been mentioned that bird has been in literature for literally thousands of years, dating back to ancient Greece. But the British poet Shelley wrote in the 1800s, he said that a poet is a nightingale who sits in darkness and sings to cheer its own solitude with sweet sounds. His listeners are as men entranced by the melody of an unseen musician who feel that they are moved and softened, yet they know not whence or why. We as Christians are a bit like that bird. It has been said of the song of a nightingale that it's beautiful by some. Others say that it's sad. I actually went on the internet and listened to the song of a nightingale. I can't tell. But it sings in the daytime, and it sings at night, and it lifts people's spirits. And when people are down, they're lifted up. And when people are up, they're made to feel even brighter. I believe that that's what a Christian is like. In our songs, and through our words of encouragement, and through fervent prayers, and in deeds of kindness and charity, and in heartfelt worship together like we've had this evening, we sing our song night and day, whether in sunshine or the black of night, and we encourage. And we can do that because we are bound together by faith in a loving God who is indeed powerful. He is, as Psalm 46 and verse 1 says, our strength and our strength and our refuge, a very present help in trouble. So we give thanks to God. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men because the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And sometimes you've read a verse 1,000 times in your life, you could quote it, and suddenly you see something that it's saying that you never saw before. And as I was meditating on that verse this week and thinking about the greatness of our God, what Paul says is that he's at hand. He's at hand here tonight. He is in our midst. The Lord is at hand. And what he then says is, we shouldn't be anxious. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. And that's what I hadn't seen before. I knew it said thanksgiving. So we start all our prayers with a lot of thanksgiving for a lot of things. And we prayed, we're thankful for a lot of things tonight. But maybe we forget the biggest thing to be thankful for. God, we thank you that you are God. We thank you for who you are, and that we might be your people. Peace comes when we trust him in that way. The promise made through Isaiah in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, "You will keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you." And so with that attitude and understanding, with that concept of who we are and who he is, faith is indeed the victory, no matter how dark the night and no matter what we face in the world. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, tells us that whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And so the night may be dark, but God is God, and God is good, and we can be thankful for that, and we can trust him. And we can rest assured, my friends, that the victory is ours because we are his. This is the fellowship into which you are invited tonight. The fellowship of God and of his people. We're going to sing a song, Higher Ground. place that we all need to be and live, a place that we need to be lifted up to. And if anything's been said or done tonight in this service that would encourage you to obey the gospel and to reach and strive for that higher ground, perhaps one who's been discouraged and fallen away and lost their faith, whatever you need, we'd ask you to come while we stand and sing.